This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Yeah, I mean, so forgive me. Obviously, like, I'm a little bit sweaty. It's a few things, you know, because I'm nervous for my friend. And also, life goes on. Like, that can't be my problem the whole time. Like, I have to build a desk. So, you know, I've got, you can see behind me, there's some parts, some parts on the ground, and that'll be nice when I get it together. But I'm trying to do that, and every now and then I just stop and I go, I'm so scared for my friend. Like, what's happening for him? And then I'll go, oh no, where's this screw? This is like part like 34. I mean, you see, you know, hang on. I got all these different kinds of screws, you know what I mean? What are these brackets going to be? You know what I mean? So I'm like, obviously, I'm worried about my friend. And then I'm also like, I'm worried about me because I'm like, that's a lot of brackets to sort through. And it's just a little sticker that tells you which piece is which. And I'm like, not all that confident that I'm not going to eat the stickers.
And hey, man, I'm bummed about Hayes. I'm worried about Hayes too. But like, dude, you gotta build that desk, you know. And it's not just literally about building the desk.
Well, I got
like,
a fucking folding table behind me.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's a symbolic thing. It's like, you know, yeah, you gotta build that desk. What does that mean to you? To you, it's literally building a desk, but like
it is, yeah.
You know, we've all.
But what are you saying? Sorry.
Well, I was trying to. I was trying to make it into like a metaphor for like, you know, self care, which is just so important. It's so important
that we get caught up in the sort of huzzle buzzle of everyone else and what they're doing.
Everyone else's huzzle buzzle,
and you're going, oh, you know, I'm so worried about taking care of everybody else. Which guilty, you know, I'm always.
Sure. Yeah,
I'm the caretaker, and
me
I'm looking
too.
Out for
me,
house Hayes.
Me too. I'm you know, also
Jordan
a caretaker.
Okay?
I am a caretaker.
I am
me
as
too.
Well. The two
I'm
of us both
huge
are
huge caretaker.
I'm maybe the biggest one, and you are, you know, possibly number two. We're not that close. But I take care of Kevin. I have a lot of mouths to feed.
Sure. But also, I mean, I was taking care of you earlier when I suggested the self-care.
When you
so
brought up
I
the
was...
desk thing, but I of course was taking care of you by having you on the show at all.
That's true. So, I mean, we're one of us is one and one of us is two. And sometimes it switches. It switches a lot. Sometimes I'm up there.
And that's what's so funny is it can go up and down.
Yeah.
But, I'm doing this one thing for myself, which is that I'm getting all these screws and different pieces and I'm making a desk.
That's really beautiful, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But anyway, Hayes isn't here, so let's talk about it. So he's not here, but he also is here. What does he mean? Hey, this guy's talking crazy. The audience, right? Like
yeah,
Gaffigan. You ever hear Gaffigan do it?
what's he talking? I haven't seen Gaffigan in a while. I'm just trying to remember the voice.
Why is he saying Hayes is here?
That's
if
it.
Hayes, but I can't see Hayes. Hayes is not here. Why is this guy saying that?
Surely when somebody's in the room, you see him. Maybe
yeah,
I don't...
Hayes
maybe
here,
I'm
I'd
unclear on how eyes work. Something like that.
This guy's losing his mind. Hayes? So anyway, Hayes is here, but he's not here. What does he mean? Well, Hayes has a lot of podcasts, right? We all know this. He's got I have a lot. You have a lot.
Sure.
Hayes has a real lot.
I have a lot. And, you know, we don't need to get into who has more.
Oh, my God. Well, I really don't want to because that's actually how this happened. So Hayes was, he got in a, you know, one of his famous peeing contests. It was him. It was, I think, Gabris. Lapkus, Nicole Byer, they were all
pee-peeing.
In a tub. They were in a big old tub and just talking, you know, who, you know, I got this podcast, or sure. I have four podcasts, well, I have five podcasts. And it becomes this thing where it's like, who can have the most podcasts?
Right.
And Hayes starts going, yeah, well, you know, I could beat that. I actually am a podcast. I'm about to become one.
Wow. That's how much mean? The dude loves the He's, game. The dude
how
loves
can
the
you
game.
Become a podcast? You can't do that. That's not allowed. So and they're going, bullshit. What do you mean you're becoming a podcast, right?
Yeah.
And Gaber starts shoving him around, and then Lauren Lapkus gets behind him and goes, you know, crouches down so that he trips over her.
Yeah. Are they in a tub still? Is the tub filled with water?
The tub is mostly empty.
Okay. Oh, it's an empty tub.
Yeah. They're in it's a pretty big tub. I wouldn't say there's no water in it, but I wouldn't say that you're taking a bath if you get in it.
But it's shallow enough to where Lapkus can do that thing where she lays down behind.
Yeah. Her knees are going to get wet.
Right.
You know, and Nicole is just egging him on.
Yeah.
her famous
razzes.
You know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so this is really making Hayes, he's feeling cornered, and he goes, I have to really figure out a way to become a podcast now. So he's like, I got to do this, like, toot sweet. And he takes out his phone and he's like kind of scrambling, and he's opened up the podcast app and he's going like, oh yeah, hang on, let me just input my special code. And as he's doing this, they're still shoving him and he's falling down and getting up multiple times. Ultimately, he falls into the water as he's sort of entering a special code into his podcast app. He gets sucked clean into his phone.
Oh my shit.
They are now bowing to him. He did become a podcast. He's done it. The thing we all talked about wanting to do is just be a podcast and get rid of the rest of the huzzle muzzle that we get so caught up in all days.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. There's a lot of huzzle muzzle out there, and sometimes we forget to become podcasts.
We don't build the desk and we don't become a podcast. And I go, I love my podcast. It's just me and my friends. And the rest of the huzzle muzzle is I've got bills to pay, you know?
Right.
I've got dental work to perform.
Sure. Social media.
Ugh. Jordan, it's literally like you reached your fingers into my brain and plucked out the two perfect words to illustrate what I'm talking about.
Right.
Social media.
Some call it huzzle muzzle, but
I mean, publicists. We're all brand managers, aren't we?
Yeah.
Used to be a job for a marketing team, but it has become now for us just another piece of the huzzle muzzle.
Yeah. And we got to like project this like perfect life, you know?
You're right.
Like, look at how great my life is. But this is something weird I was thinking about.
Hit me. Let's fucking rap, man.
See,
let's get all the way in. I don't care if we ever get to Hayes.
You see people on Instagram or you see them on Facebook.
That's exactly right.
And
these are the sites they're on.
These are the sites. All these sites. My page, Tweetster. I can't keep them all straight.
No, I can't either. SnapTalk.
TikVine? I don't know.
It's really too many to keep track of, and I don't know the names of the websites.
No, I don't really
I have
know.
A rough approximation of the names of the websites so that I can transmit the idea, the general idea. But when I go to talk about it, I end up saying, and I don't know if this is one, SnapStar or TweetChat.
I mean, if it's not, it's going to be in a month.
Tikstagram. Yes, you're hitting the nail on the head. Why would I learn the name of them? There's going to be a new one.
There's going to be a new one in like a month.
I'm so old.
HelloFresh.com. I don't know.
I was about to say, I'm so old. I remember when HelloFresh.com was the hot new site.
Right.
And
now it's only for your mom to post
our
minion
groceries.
Memes.
Yes. That's where mom goes to say that, you know, the election was stolen by Gru.
Right.
It's really what happens on there now. And it makes me fucking sick. I could fucking throw up when I think about what HelloFresh became.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be
a
where
place
I would go
meals.
To share my music, that I wanted to hear in the grocery store and then to share pictures of like celery and shit.
Yeah. But anyway, I mean, this is what I was thinking.
No, like, go ahead.
You see people on these sites.
Uh-huh.
Tick whatever, face, I don't know.
Face fuck, the face, fucking bullshit yeah. ass.
Yeah. Zuckerberg. You
know, Twitter tit.
Zuckerberg.crime.
Right? It should be called that. Zuckerberg.Bezos/Elon Musk. Fucking nuts, nasty ass Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, you know, vaccinetracker.com.
Should be called that.
I mean, this is what, let's just call it what it is. Let's call it what it actually is.
Yeah.
Right?
So there's these sites and people are projecting these images. They're saying, look how great my life is. I'm at brunch. You know, here's my feet at the beach.
Mm-hmm. Here's the latest mojito.
But none of that is real. None of that is real.
They're
and
not there.
I know
there.
People look at it
they're
and
not
they
there.
Think this is real.
No, they think I can't recognize that it's not real and that it is just you've cropped Snoop Dogg out of one of the Corona commercials.
Oh, I mean, I guess I was saying, I guess I believe that they're in those places, but I was just saying that there's like an emotional component, like maybe
people have gone there. When I've done it, it's been a Corona commercial and I'm guilty of it as anyone.
Sure.
And I managed to sort of, and it's not a great job I've done eliminating Snoop Dogg from it. It's not recognizably him, yeah. But there is definitely a man there and it's not me.
Sure.
And it just looks like his face is, you know, a series of kind of brush strokes, like it's been erased a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's pretty clear that
but
it's
again, this
dog,
is back
I'm being
in the day,
honest.
This is something a publicist would do. A publicist would take a Corona commercial and erase mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg with an Avid or something.
Yeah, they'd get rid of Tony Romo and the phone that he's answering and they'd get these things off of the screen.
But again, we gotta do it all. We gotta be Jacks and Jills and, you know, people of all trades.
Yes, we have to be people of all trades. And just for what? Just to keep up on the goddamn treadmill?
Right.
I'm running as fast as I can and I'm not going anywhere.
I know. It's like, what's the end game? More stuff? More stuff that you don't need?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Another new microwave oven so I can make the latest Pop-Tarts?
Yeah. PlayStation a million. I don't know what they're up to now.
No, I can't keep track of those numbers. I have the general idea, you know, that it's a PlayStation, that there's some
number after it.
But I'm going to know which one. No, you said a million. That's good as my guess. My guess was going to be four.
Yeah. It's somewhere you know? Between. It's somewhere
I thought
between
it was
there.
But they keep making them. If it's not a million today, guess what? Tomorrow it will be.
Next month.
Right?
Next month. Anyway, so.
No, and so
Hayes,
so in a way I envy Hayes. I envy Hayes because he did get to become a podcast, but he's also, from what I can gather, he's pretty scared.
Right.
So, and now you're saying, if Hayes is a podcast, why isn't he on this podcast?
Hey, Jim, yeah.
So he is a podcast.
Crazy that Owen Wilson has gotten in on this. He's also wondering where.
And I lost the impression a little bit, and it's sounding more like
wow,
Owen.
Wow.
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 Hayes, okay.
Wow, Hayes.
But he's a text-based podcast, and he's only able to send. And it's very short episodes. And it really, to me, there's no difference between what he's doing now and just text messaging, which, by the way, trapped on your phone. Are we all? I'm trapped in my phone half the day.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, Hayes is literally trapped in his phone, but I mean, I feel like I kind of am all the time.
Figuratively, we're all trapped in our phone.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I mean?
Taking it to the next level.
We're all trapped in our, Samsung Note Star
right.
50 million, right?
I'm just living in my little Nokia going, is it time to wake up and browse the latest mind control?
Motorola, yeah, dopamine rush 59 million
yeah,
or
give me
whatever
that,
it is.
Give me that dopamine hit, Zuckerberg Daddy.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, thank you, Daddy Zuckerberg Daddy. Thank
Can
you,
I have another
Evans
dopamine?
Spiegel for giving me my little dopamine tablet for the afternoon.
Am I good? Say I'm
please,
good.
Please, sir. please, sir, may I have another fave? Begging for faves. Literally groveling on my knees for faves on HelloFresh.
Did I do good content for daddy? Anyway.
Did I do make good content? May I have my 2.5 hours of REM sleep, please? Before the pings and bings and beeps and boopsles wake me up again, back for the huzzle buzzle again. I fucking swear to God, I am going to snap. I'm so sick of being stuck in my phone. So we need to help Hayes.
Yes.
And he's going to hopefully, we did manage to transmit to him the scheduled time of the episode and that, you know, you and I would be here and we would be guiding him through it and we would be getting pretty real.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we're already in the raw zone. We're already in that kind of real, raw, uncensored zone.
I'm an open goddamn wound.
You can only be on a podcast.
Isn't it true that to my own wife, child, family, I've got these walls up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I consider myself a radically honest person.
Right.
And yet I'm never fully truthful with them unless I am talking to them on a podcast.
Yeah. I mean, like,
and to them, I say, I love you. From the podcast, I can say that. But when I see them in the house, when we're going to bed, when I, you know, am saying goodnight to them, what do I say? Hey, see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Isn't that what we say? Isn't that what we say, guys?
And yeah, that's the reason. I mean, I've never told my mom that I love her because she can't operate a podcast, you know? And I'm a little worried that she's going to die without me ever saying I love you because she just can't get into this real raw space where mm-hmm. I can open up. So I feel you, man. And it's great that your wife and kid, you know, can pod with you and they can be in this, like, you know, I guess I'll say it's sacred space.
It's a sick fucking world where I'm closer and more emotionally open and ultimately have more of an intimate connection to engineer Brett than I do to my mommy, daddy, wifey, and little baby. Like, think about that. That's so sick, but it's true.
It's true.
Because I'm podcasting with him.
And it's just, you know, it's just the opposite. It's like on social media, on bleep.fresh, you know,
okay,
you're saying,
I thought,
like,
we weren't going to talk about this again, but maybe we should.
What I'm saying
is
that we, you know, we're projecting this perfect self there, but here, you know, in the pod space is where we all come out warts and all, you know. Just say, here I am.
Yeah, we don't project this perfect image of Snoop Dogg on a beach holding a Corona. Right. And instead we project our actual image, which is, I'm a mess.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. I'm depressed, anxious, depression, anxiety, ADHD. This is me.
OCD.
OCD.
Intrusive thoughts, right? I have... So I've diagnosed myself with so many things. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the point where I'm considering talking to a professional and finding out if I really have them.
Well, I mean...
Rather than just saying it on podcasts.
Sure, saying it on podcasts. I mean, but I think that, you know, and this is something weird that I was thinking the other day. Podcasts, they're like my therapy.
Yes, yes. And listening as well. Because sometimes I hear someone say something and I go, that's me. Stop telling my story on this podcast.
I feel like I don't have to see a professional or.
No, you know, I don't. No, get, I said, you know, I almost, I said, I'm almost at that
almost.
Point.
Yeah.
No, I would.
I don't have to either. I also don't have to.
I don't have to
because I do this. This is where I come to be.
Well,
like,
this is my medicine. Well, this is my medicine.
This is, yeah. This is the only medicine you need.
Yes, this is my entire medical care. Mm-hmm. I have a podcast for every ailment and condition that right. I come across.
Sure.
I fell off my shed about a week ago.
Yeah.
Fractured my ankle, something mean.
Sure.
What did I do? Threw on a pod.
Throw on a pod.
Right?
PTSD.
Throw on 99% invisible.
You know what that P
stands
for?
The most boring thing everyone tells me is good.
Pod.
Every list ever, 99% invisible. Can't get through an episode. But I put it on and I'm not thinking about my ankle anymore. I'm going, what am I missing? Everybody's so fucking into this? Am I out of my... Am I stupid? I mean, I ain't. I know I am. But Jesus Christ. I haven't made a list since 2015. This fucking thing's still trucking along.
So I wonder about Hayes. I wonder if he's...
Me too. I'm wondering about him right now.
If when we finally do get to talk to him, if he's going to be just so real and fucking raw.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're pretty real and raw. I know that I am. But because he is now, you know...
And I am too. And you know what?
I also am.
In case that happens, I'm ready for him.
Hell yeah. You put on shades. You put on shades. We should let people know.
I just threw on a pair of shades.
And I'll be prepared too.
He's got his wallet and he's ready to pay Hayes to calm down.
He gets too raw. Give him.
Hey man, here's
$7. Just all I had next to me.
So yeah. I didn't really
have anything to hold up, and I felt bad that you held something up. So.
No man, never feel bad here. This is what it's about. Sometimes I hold something up. Sometimes you're gonna be the one holding something up.
That's true.
It'll be me.
Yeah.
You're holding me up when I run out of shit. So let's get the fucking big dog in here. Hayes, Mr. Hayes, podcast man himself. Kevin, you've got some sort of, you've managed to open up a circuit for him.
Okay. This says ... Hayes, sorry they make you announce yourself before you talk. Sup.
Okay.
part of this is us, you know, part of the show is people kind of giving you a hard time, Kevin, but that's a great intro.
So what he did there is he just read what Hayes had written. Is that right?
Oh, I made a mistake. Sorry. I was that.
Kevin just wrote hello. Do you want to take back your compliment?
I do. I'm retracting it now. So just like forget it. Maybe it would be great if actually, Kevin, you could go out and edit out the part where I complimented you. And don't like save it. Don't save it in a little file so you can listen to it like in your private time.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
Wait, now he says, Kevin, what's up?
So I guess it's Kevin with a colon. So it's like Kevin saying it.
Okay. Like,
okay. So who's they, I guess? Kevin, can you ask who's they?
I say, who's they?
They probably should have been in quotes.
Oh, yeah.
I think he'll figure it out. Hayes is actually really savvy. Well, we all speak this internet language here. The guys here.
Sure. Well, LOL.
Yeah, could have guessed. Jordan, what do you think? Like, is there anything you want to tell Hayes or want to know from him to help us figure out his situation? It sounds like here's what we know. He got sucked into his phone.
Mm-hmm.
There's guys there.
Guys in the phone.
And the guys seem to have some level of authority because they make him announce himself before he talks.
Mm-hmm. So who, I guess I want to know about the guys. I mean, are these, you know, is it the fathers of the pod game? Is he there with the legends, you know, Marin and Ira Glass and Ricky Gervais? Like, in my fantasy, when I become a pod, you know, I'm in there hanging with them. I'm in there hanging with, you know, the dudes who started it all, the dudes who inspired us.
I'm in there. I'm jamming with, you know, I'm jamming with Marin and Dax and they're rocking out with me. Joe Rogan's tuning up over in the corner.
Yeah, it's just a jam. It's just a jam session, but instead of music, it's words.
Tim Ferriss is having incredible sex because of his healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Ira's shit. Ira's making us think, you know?
Ira's crafting a fucking story to end all stories.
Right.
And he's kind of like, he just feels like I know him already, you know?
Right. It's a warmth. It's a warmth.
It's like,
so yeah, I guess that's what I want to know.
He's noticing these little things, like, where it's like, yeah, I guess I have done that.
Mm-hmm. It's true. So yeah, I guess that's what I want to know from Hayes is like, you know, who's in there with you and, you know, like, what have you learned from them?
Yeah. Okay. Kevin, do you have that?
No. Who's in there? Who's in there with you and what have you learned from them?
Is it the Podfathers?
Yeah, it's the...
Is it the Podfathers?
Oh, no.
Correct it to Godfathers.
Okay, no one says that. Literally not a word that exists anymore.
Yeah, right.
Apple, like, can't get with
hello,
it.
Hello, autocorrect?
All the other podcasts.
All the podcasts. You've got three dots, so he's working on something.
So he's typing. So while he's typing, Jordan.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as much as this is just a really incredible, like, chance. hang on, let me check if the Podfathers are here. So he's probably got to sort through a lot of stuff, because you think, like, he's in there with some really, really long episodes of You Made It Weird.
Right.
Like some very, very long ones.
Sure.
So to get through those and all the way around to the other side and, like, find the Podfathers, it looks like a CVS in here. Yeah, they're here. It looks like a CVS in here. Oh, I wonder what that means. So we got the three dots and I'm having a CVSly good time. So okay. Wow. So I was nervous for Hayes, but it sounds like it looks like a CVS and he's having a CVSly good time.
Mm-hmm.
Which means, like, everyone has a really good time at CVS. And so he must be enjoying himself. So I thought part of this was going to be us saving him and trying to help him. But, you know, that was maybe a miscommunication. He doesn't always get back to me, like, when I ask him a question. So I think that's my trip. I maybe laid that on him. Oh, you must want to get back here. But as we discussed,
right,
what,
because
get back
you,
to what? The Huzzle Buzzle?
Right. And you love to take care of people. And sometimes you don't think about yourself and you're like, Hayes, let me save you. Let me help you. But I mean, I think sometimes what we're learning here is sometimes, you know, that's not your job. Sometimes people are trapped inside podcasts and they are a podcast and the podcasts are like a CVS. And sometimes you're just, you know, having a great time in there, you know, yeah, reading magazines and getting digital photos printed.
Checking out some of the generic candy.
Yeah.
Like, right?
Like a plastic bag full of like 12 or 13 gummy bears.
Looking at some of those insoles, those like comfy insoles.
Yeah.
Going, do I try these finally?
Is today the day?
Going, do I do it? But then going, but which one?
A rack of religious books. That's also something.
Yep. Allergy medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All various tinctures and wipes.
Yeah, potions, right? Potions and lotions that...
No, it's like it's the traveling medicine show, right?
Sure. Step right up, they say.
Yeah. So, say, Kevin, say to Hayes, do you need our help? And then we'll just wait and see.
Yeah, we'll wait and see if he needs help.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be Milgs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your Milg, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
In the meantime, Jordan, you know, we're not here just necessarily to get raw, get real, talk about our actual feelings and kind of talk about like the modern experience, like what's really happening.
Just unpack this. What is this? What is this?
We're here to promote. And let's just say it. Let's just get our hands dirty right away and say we are here to promote your stuff. I'm not involved with this. You know, I don't know what it is. You did it. You're doing it. You're proud of it. And I'm happy for you. Rate me 5 stars. So he does need our help. He said, yes, I need your help. Rate me 5 stars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if that gets him out sooner, I mean, I'm happy to do it.
But I don't know if he wants out. God, I don't know. I have no idea deal what this episode is. So he's in there. He's texting us.
Uh-huh.
We gotta go and rate him 5 stars.
I maybe assumed he had been listening to us.
You know?
And kind of would be like responding to what we had said so far.
But But Jordan, what we found out was no.
That's not true.
I mean, in some way, he's like me with your comic book.
Right.
He doesn't know what it is. He doesn't know what we're doing, right?
He vaguely knows about it.
So he can't be that helpful, right? And it's going to be on us.
Us.
To carry the day.
In these situations, so if I can just kind of like get a sense of where we're at, like we need to help Hayes, who doesn't know what we've been talking about. And then I have to be me and you in the next situation and help you to learn about what my comic book is about.
Hey, Kevin, can you respond to Hayes really quick?
Yeah.
And say, we are trying. It won't let us. Apparently, the app knows whether we're lying or not. only a real 5-star review goes through.
He said, Kevin, I just want you to look at your side of the conversation and admit that you're being very weird. Who are you with?
Now he's asking, who are you with?
Okay, wow. So not only does he not hearing what we're saying, he doesn't even know about us.
He doesn't know what this... Kevin, do you think you could kind of like catch him up on everything we've talked about so far just so he can jump in? I mean, I can kind of try and remember, like, Sean's building a desk. The desk is a metaphor. He and I are both huge caretakers. We're just huge caretakers and love to take care of everyone around
and
us.
And I'm exhausted and I have nothing left for myself.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Can I say that?
Yeah, go ahead, I guess.
Anyway, it's like a CVS and we're all crouched up on the shelves.
So, all right, he's having a CVSly good time. It's like a CVS. When someone comes to listen to us, we pretty much blast off. Okay, so I'm assuming that he means sexually.
Yeah, right. So, okay, well, that's kind of cool. I mean, because, like, you know, this is something I say about podcasts all the time. It's like...
Kevin just typed S and then the word sexually appeared. Well, go ahead. Put it back, Kevin.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I know. I mean, I don't know about you, but if you do pods all the time, like, I start to get off on this shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to gross anyone out. Like, it's not sexual in a way that should make anyone uncomfortable. But it is distinctly sexual and quite sensual as well.
Right, yeah. It's both. So, yeah, I guess it would make a lot of sense. I mean, if I can kind of, like, you know, sum up where we're at right now, I guess what has happening with Hayes is he's teaching us that when you become a podcast, you sit in a little CVS-like building with the other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you
when
crouch
someone
up on the shelf,
downloads, you blast off sexually. So you come and maybe it's a scary movie situation where the cum blasts you up.
Yeah, he said blast off. And it's like while you're downloading, they also are doing something with a load.
Oh, yeah, right. They're loading your...
They're shoot, blow you're loading, shooting, you're right? Shooting your they're load. Load. Yeah, they're load blowing. So... Sort of more like eating some good ass food. There's food here too. Hot bar, CVS with a hot bar. All right. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So apparently you must be allowed to get down off the shelf. I don't know how many times you can go up to like the buffet, but you can load up.
Thing, it's kind of like a by the pound, but
okay. Right. So it's like, so maybe it's however many times you've been listened to and downloaded. That's how many like scoops or platefuls or whatever
right.
you get or some sort of weight
yeah that makes sense that they,
amount
right.
that you can go and load up. Hot bar has full sandwiches.
Whoa.
Oh, holy shit, there's a bubble sandwich.
Hey,
oh Jordan.
Oh, this is great. Okay. Oh right, I guess. Yeah, I guess if I guess so I guess
there's a sandwich named after your podcast, right? Guess it hadn't been adapted into enough things.
That's true. I think that is the next step for my sci-fi comedy
podcast.
Well, because
it's been a podcast, and it's a
graphic novel. It is a sci-fi comedy graphic novel in stores today, I believe. The day that this releases, you can get Bubble, written by me and Sarah Morgan, art by Tony Cliff, Natalie Reese. You can get that at comic book stores, indie bookstores. Yeah, I guess you could get it from Papa Bezos.
Oh yeah,
if you
Big
throw
Daddy Bezos
ducats.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and keep lining his pockets. Right.
Yeah. So he can, blast off to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and it's also a feature film forthcoming.
Great.
To come.
Okay.
To come.
Uh-huh. And who's in the movie?
I don't know yet, but I mean, you know, if I had my dream cast.
Me,
just like
right?
The Godfathers, you know, Marin, Rogan, Gervais.
Mm-hmm. Rick Gervais. Richard Gervais.
Richard Gervais, the original atheist.
That guy Jordan sure knows how to take a meeting, huh?
And also, I guess it's a sandwich now. I didn't do that. I didn't broker the sandwich deal. I was, maybe.
Yeah, well, he's saying bubbled a sandwich. So now it's like he's sort of admiring your ability to like market yourself, right? Which we've been saying is all of our jobs now.
I know.
Before, and back in the day, a publicist would be turning your podcast into a sandwich.
Right.
That's how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
15, 20, 50 years ago, your podcast would get turned into a sandwich by your publicist, and they would try to get you some of the good toppings and some of the more desirable sauces.
Right. Yeah.
This was pre aioli, you have to understand. We didn't have all these different
right.
Sort of subtle variations.
Mayonnaise,
on mayo.
Mustard, that's it.
Marinara.
Yeah, sure. In certain areas, you had marinara, but not everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And there are a couple different mustards. I don't want to just say mustard and people think, well, that's all the mustard. And I'll tell you what.
Yellow and brown. You have more than two mustards?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said there's more than one.
That's right. Two is more than one. You got
two is more than one.
Two is more than one.
I'll tell you what else. And I'll tell you what else. If you were really hot stuff, they might be able to get a little Tabasco on the sandwich.
Oof.
Now, it's not going to be for everybody.
No.
But the people who want it, they really want it bad, Jordan.
They need that heat.
They need that sting.
Need that heat.
When I was, you know, many years ago, when I was a young pup, just starting out my podcast 50, 60 years ago, my publicist went out and got me and said, I got you a sandwich. And I was elated. I mean, you never see me light up like this.
That's the dream.
I was blasting off.
Yeah, when we're kids, I mean, we're just like blasting into the air with as soon as we can come, we're blasting around the room thinking about
the minute your body fills with cum, that's making you explode.
Right.
And so I say, and I get excited, and I don't mind sharing it with my publicist at that time. I say, hey, I really got some stuff coming out of me here. And I go, can you tell me a little bit more about the sandwich? And they go, yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to think it's really cool. And I go, all right, well, you know, first off, what kind of bread is it on? And they go, stale. Stale bread, I say? That's not starting off well. And I go, well, what are the cold cuts? They say, that's the best part. No cold cuts. I go, oh, it's vegetarian friendly. They said, very. I said, what vegetables does it have? They said, no vegetables. I go, okay, what's on it? They say, vinegar, which I guess will help you get through the bread, like the bread. I say, okay, like a nice balsamic and olive oil. They say, no. Distilled white vinegar, like for cleaning, is what my publicist says to me on
seems like
stale bread.
It seems like your publicist should be trying to get you excited about this, but it seems like they're really trying to convince you about how shitty it is. I mean, maybe they're just being honest with you.
They were saying it like it was positive, but I'm telling you how I interpret it.
Okay.
And I said, so it's just stale bread with like white vinegar on top of it. They go, no. Cup of vinegar comes on the side. Not allowed to put it on the bread. I said, you're not allowed to. How will they know? They said, someone follows you. At this point, I'm wondering, do I even want a sandwich named after my podcast?
Right.
Now, of course, this was 50, 60 years ago. Not everyone got it. But I'll tell you, I ended up going through with it. Best decision I ever made, and I still will fix myself a Sean Clements podcast. Sean Clements podcast, our podcast sandwich. Every now and then, and it takes me right back there. Now, Hayes keeps saying hello. What do you think we should say back to him?
What?
Okay. What? Maybe what's on the bubble sandwich?
What's on the bubble sandwich? I think that's a great follow-up. Again, yeah, I don't... I got left out of this decision-making. So you get royalties from each stale bread and vinegar on the side sandwich that they sell? Mm-hmm. Like, were you able to, like, you know, build a pool or something with that money?
The pool that I built was not a swimming pool.
Okay. Say no more. Say no more, my friend.
So you said what's on the bubble sandwich? He said vinegar.
Wait, is this just, have they just renamed the Sean Clements Podcast Hour podcast? Have they just renamed it?
I hope not, because the pool that I was able to build, And I'll continue. It was it says bread is stale.
Bread is stale. So he has been able to hear us.
I don't know what he hears or what he does or doesn't, but what I'll say is the pool that I built was, you know, not a lot of people were getting the Sean Clement. It was really for a pretty small audience. That's, of course, this was 56 years ago. There weren't as many people.
No,
you know, and a lot of them couldn't get sandwiches, but the people that got it, there weren't a lot, but I got a royalty and I was able to build this, a very small billiards table for a dollhouse. So I did put a pool together.
You put a pool, but a small pool table,
not functional. There were no pockets in it.
No, just an ornamental. And of course
there were no balls for it either. So it was really a very small green square, no legs on the table. If you asked for the Jordan special, they add extra turkey.
Oh, hold on. Wait a minute. Am I getting razzed here?
I hope not, but it sure feels like that.
All right. Hey, I can get as good as I give. So, you know, if you guys can have a laugh calling me a turkey, I'm fine. I'm not a self-serious guy.
And that's something I love about you, that you're willing to laugh at yourself and you do. Yeah. And if you don't have that, if you can't laugh at yourself, it's going to be a tough road, because there's these moments where you either laugh or you cry.
Exactly. And I learned I learned that as a kid when I was just constantly bullied. I was always bullied. And I think that's why I do what I do, is just because
I remember. Yeah. I remember saying somebody should help that guy.
Yeah. And, you know, I just had to learn to laugh. So, you know, I can come on the show and, you know,
bullies, when you laugh, bullies don't know what to do.
They don't. It's like if you make the joke first, they're like, yeah. What?
They don't know what to do. And unfortunately, when a bully doesn't know what to do, when they are confused, it does make them extremely violent.
Right. Yes, so they don't, you know, like... So sometimes it doesn't work out like you want it. Sometimes it goes from you being teased to you...
No, they're making funny and you laugh right along with them. You make the joke with them. They get really,
yeah,
really confused, and ultimately they
slam
fly
into
a violent
ground.
Rage. Oh, they kick your happy meal ass up and down Main Street, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole school watches. The principal comes out to cheer them on, in my experience.
Yeah.
There's a carving station next to the hot bar.
Is that part of the hot bar?
Ask this, Kevin. Say, what do we got for drinks?
I guess in the sandwich, the vinegar being a beverage if you can't dip.
Okay, he says, you know that stuff, bye. I do know that stuff.
Do know that stuff.
It's got like a tropical fruit on it or something often. And to me, it's sort of like vitamin water, huh? Explain bye to the listeners, Jordan. This is when I need you to carry me. There's only going to be one set of...
No, I'm sorry. I'm kind of in your boat, as I know the logo. I vaguely... know the logo and kind of like maybe where it would be in the store, but I don't really know what's in it. Or
I think the guy who created the brand is that, you know, is sometimes a guest shark as well. They have those. They have Bye. Okay.
So he's kind of like the kind bar guy?
Yeah, he's like the kind bar. I feel like he's been replaced by the kind bar guy, quite frankly.
Yeah, not as, the kind bar guy has got a lot of charisma. I'm surprised.
He's good, yeah. My fridge is broken and it stinks. Oh,
who's no. the guy? Who's the guy who would always wear the like the Western shirts? He was kind of like the tech.
Krasaka, yeah.
Yeah. He always rubbed me the wrong way. I think that was like part of his character. He's like, I want to be the like fucking guy. I'm going to be the yeah. young techie guy. But
well, he was going to, yeah, he wanted to get into it with Cuban a little bit and give right. him some business because they didn't really have anybody to push back on Cubes.
Sure.
But it just didn't work out. Yeah. They couldn't make the deals work or something because he hasn't been on for a few seasons now.
Yeah.
So the buy fridge is broken and it stinks. So that's interesting. That's interesting to know. I guess should we empathize with him?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I guess I kind of forget. Does he want help? Does he know? This is brutal okay. conversation even for you. I guess is there what can we do to help him out? Is it a
well? He asked for the podcast reviews. Should we just say, do you want to get out of there, or do you want to stay a podcast forever? And then say, what flavor buy?
Sean, this is, I think, you know, I would hate it if this was another example of you, you know, like putting others first, you know, at the expense of your own mental health. But like, if, you know, I think this is kind of a big moment we're on the precipice of here. It's like, if Hayes decides to, you know, to stay a podcast, where do you go? Where do you go? I mean, I know us podcasters, we get linked. It's like having a twin, you know,
it's like a marriage.
It's like a marriage. It's like ups and downs.
Hayes says, I guess I want to have one magical summer here and then go.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good for you. I guess, you know, it seems like it's temporary.
Mm-hmm. Whole summer, man, that's a lifetime in the podcast world.
Yeah.
All the Coco Fusions. So that's what flavor buy they have. They have all the Coco Fusions.
Good. It sounds like maybe there's a coconut element to buy. Again, I'm just kind of recognize the logo.
And then I guess like say, I don't know, say the ancient philosopher.
That's a fun comeback. I feel like you guys can kind of recreate your dynamic like this. I don't think it's losing a lot, honestly.
No, for me, it's working better. I get to talk. Get to talk more.
Right.
And also, I know you didn't come up with that. So, Kevin, he has called your ass out.
Yeah.
How do you want to do this? Like, should he know that we're involved? The thing is, like, my philosophy has always been, and tell me if you think about this, Jordan, my kind of guiding principle is do something nice for someone, and for God's sake, don't get caught.
Yeah.
Because then I worry I'd be doing it for the credit, and I don't want the credit. I want to make their day a little easier. So I try to do something nice for someone, but please don't let me get caught.
Yeah. And just like you can hope, our ideal situation is people who give a lot back. I mean, which I do, you know.
You're giving me so much.
You just want people to pay it forward. You just want them to like take that generosity that you give them.
Yeah.
And you want them to spread it, you know, spread it out.
Yeah.
And just give it and then.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 No, I agree. I agree. It's okay. He said Zambia Big Cherry. So I guess that's one of the other
buy flavors. I wish we knew more about buy.
I think we're learning it now. Sumatra dragon fruit. So it sounds like there's a pretty big selection there.
Yeah.
So no wonder he wants to stay for the whole summer.
Try all the, I mean, it seems like they're going to get hot, but maybe there'll be a guy who can come in and fix the cooling system.
I'm not so sure they shouldn't be hot.
Yeah.
Having not tried it,
go.
yeah, maybe you'd find they're better hot, you know, because maybe they're like a T. We don't totally know what bi is. And that opens up so many possibilities. It's so exciting, right? To just say, I don't know. You remember you used to, someone ask a question and they'd say, how old is Tom Petty? And you go, I don't know.
I don't know.
But now it's beep, dop, doop, dop, deep, dop, doop, dop. Google, Google. And everybody finds out right away. And it's just like, that's not fun, man. I want to wonder, like, what the fuck is bi? What does it taste like? What's it made out of?
And
you know, I don't know.
And yeah, and if you, you know, I don't, I mean, we're about the same age. I'm an old guy too. And I remember when you wanted a piece of media, you had to go to a store to find those records.
You had to literally walk to the store. It was raining. You would walk to the store, you would walk in, and you would say, can you please play this movie on one of the TVs inside this store?
Yeah. So I could stand here and watch. That was the only
how you saw Stuart Little. And otherwise, you didn't fucking see the shit. And you know what you did? You imagined what it probably was.
Hayes just said, Theo Vaughn just pounded a Sao Paulo strawberry lemonade.
He says, I know Jordan's there.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell him I'm here, Kevin.
Yeah. Tell him we're here.
It seems like we're trying to keep something.
Now it feels like we're being sneaky, and I never want to do that with Hayes, especially on a podcast where I'm at my most honest.
It's like a marriage, you know? So
I responded to the listener, Jordan and Sean are here. He responded, oh, sick. Love those guys.
Oh, wow. That's fucking really nice.
Yeah, we're huge fans, too. At least I'm a huge fan. I don't know about you, Sean. I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, say, hey, they like your shit, too, man. They're freaking out that you're
here. Mutual Appreciation Society.
Yeah. Shouldn't Jordan be designing a bubble theme park?
We're talking about it. We're talking about it. We just want to get it right, you know? We just want to get it right because, like, you know, there's so many fans out there and like, and that's who we do it for, is the fans.
It's not for you to ride the rides. You will.
I will ride the rides.
Scream your head off.
And I'll have a great time. And hey, when I get off the ride, I'll go to the gift shop, all right? And I'll buy a, you know, photo of myself on a ride that I created.
Well, that's, you're creating jobs.
And will that be fun for me? Yeah, to like create a world and to create jobs and to create joy. Like, yeah, I would love to do that and it'll make me feel good. But what I'm doing it for is the fans and the people who need jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like single moms, I'm doing it for them too.
Hey, and if I can make a dollar and a cent making kids smile, that's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'll take it. I got bills, you know.
Yeah. Fact is, in the crazy hustle muzzle we all talk about, there's bills to pay.
There's bills. It's part of the muzzle. The hustle and the muzzle. It has bills. Tell Hayes. Hayes is asking about the...
So Jordan said they want to get it right about the theme park. Hayes said, okay, so he should be designing it? Doesn't really answer my question. Or is he agreeing with me? Confused.
We're in early concept art phases.
And first say, the ancient philosopher.
That's good. He's going to think I came up with that. Because that totally is like something I would say.
Now, do say that Jordan came up with that. Because I am like 10% worried that it's like offensive.
Maybe I should also say Jordan... Maybe say that you're joking about me coming up with it.
Kevin said Jordan came up with that, and Hayes said, yeah, no shit. So the transcript actually will do good for me.
Are you going to release this like transcript for people to like read along with the show?
The judge will go over it.
Oh, good. Okay.
Love that guy. Happy for his all his success. Everyone here is too. Wow.
Oh, really, everybody cool in the podcast CVS with the hot bar is. That's great.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. Ask him. Can you ask him specifically who else is in there?
They all were asked to do voices on the Bubble podcast. So I get it for them.
Just Theo Vaughn.
It's mainly Theo Vaughn, it seems.
Yeah. We wanted to work with Vaughn on the podcast, but just like, oh, everybody's so busy.
Timing, schedules, right? Schedule, it's a timing. Nightmare, you know? And that's, you know, that's, we've been wanting to do this forever, have you on. And
thanks.
We've been wanting to have almost anyone else on as well.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, and it's really, really hard.
There's that hustle muzzle and, you know, I got to take so much time to update all my little networks. And
Darius is here. It's this Theo Vada Darius. Yeah, there's the hustle muzzle. And am I crazy? Or sometimes you find someone and they go, I can't do it at that time. You know, I'm busy. You know, I'm working. And then what do? You open up Snap Talk.
Mm-hmm.
You look at face tweets. And they're out taking pictures, goofy selfies at the Bubble theme park with their friends at the same time. That's work.
Yeah.
I say that's work. You know, busted.
You're taking selfies with the giant styrofoam Mike Mitchell character. Sure.
Right? No, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm fucking bored, man. I'm going to go.
Okay. Do I go too or do I sit here and keep going?
We promised we'd always be honest with each other.
No, you know, thanks, man.
I care about you so much. I'm just so sick of doing this.
I appreciate that you're being raw with me, man. Live your truth. That's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful, dude.
If you want to keep talking to Hayes, you can go for it.
No, I feel like it's, you know, I kind of like got what I needed to out of this and.
Yeah.
And had some fun, but you know, I don't know, honestly don't really know where it goes from here, so
okay.
Maybe nowhere.
Buy the comic book, everybody. You know, I haven't seen it, but it sounds pretty cool. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss music from 1986, the boys call IMDb's customer service, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes, including today's with Jordan, at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.